Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The International Monetary Fund today says that it is slightly more optimistic about the global and U.S. economies this year than it was 3 months ago. In an updated outlook, IMF forecasts that the world economy will grow 3.7% in 2014 and that the U.S. economy will grow 2.8%. The global forecast is 1/10 percentage point higher, and the U.S. forecast is 2/10 point higher than in the IMF's October forecast. The IMF says the global economy picked up in the second half of 2013, and it expects that momentum to carry over into 2014. Cash cattle trade ended last week at new record high prices, fueled by fresh peaks in wholesale beef and cattle future prices, while supplies of slaughter-ready animals remain snug. No new trade is expected to take place this week until at least Wednesday, in keeping with the recent cash buying trends. AgriRural says that dry weather in a number of Brazil's soybean-producing regions prompted it to lower its 2013-14 crop forecast to 88.8 million metric tons. That's down from 89.5 million that it predicted in December. The greatest damage from a dry spell in December and parts of January was seen in Mato Grosso do Sul and Goiás. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,406. It's up 9 points. The NASDAQ, 3607, is up 22.25. And the S&P 500 is 1842, and it is up 8 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today's weather is probably not quite so important in the U.S. as it is in South America, so for a moment we'll talk about that. The region in Argentina is getting some rain today, and it began last night across some of the very driest of the crop regions in Buenos Aires and some neighboring areas. The rainfall distribution so far has been good in most areas, but there's still a need for greater amounts of rain, especially in those old driest areas in the southwest corn and soybean production region. They did pick up a little more than 6/10 of an inch of rain overnight last night, but that's not enough after all the weeks of hot, dry weather. Some additional precipitation may fall today, but it'll probably be a relatively dry afternoon, and we'll likely see the temperatures heat back up again, so a lot of that moisture may be lost to evaporation for a little while. A new area of disturbed weather will likely move into southern portions of Argentina as we move into Wednesday afternoon and night. That will likely stir up a new band of thunderstorm activity across some of these drier areas in the southwest part of the country. After that, the storms will march northeastward, bringing rain to the rest of Argentina. Overall, this week, we will see most areas benefit greatly from what rain does fall. We're a little concerned about the lack of moisture in the subsoil, though, and even though crop conditions will improve for a little while, follow-up moisture is going to be very important, especially in northwestern Buenos Aires, southern Cordoba, and some immediate neighboring areas. Temperatures over the weekend were oppressively hot before the rains developed. A lot of temperatures of 100 to 108 degrees occurred, with extremes to 113. That's just too much heat for any crop, whether it's irrigated or not, and certainly crop damage resulted. Argentina's weather will continue hot in the central and north into Thursday of this week, and then we'll likely see some relief occurring as the second frontal system moves across the entire country. Until that time, we'll likely see only some areas experiencing the best improving conditions. In Brazil, weather is just about ideal, and there's no reason for us to be terribly concerned about the situation there. A number of market analysts and just general commentators out there are suggesting too much rain may fall at times. I think this is trying trying to raise up a little bit of interest in Brazil weather, but I can't see anything that's going to come along that's going to harm their crop. A tremendous sized yield and production overall is expected, and I don't believe that any rain delays that occur in the harvest over these next couple of weeks will do anything more than just delay the harvest. It's not going to change the production, bottom line. And in the meantime, back here in the States, cold weather is certainly the biggest interest out there. Heating fuel demand will be strong over this week due to cold temperatures. Two waves of it will likely occur. The coldest weather is probably going to occur on Thursday and Friday mornings. At that time, we'll likely see temperatures plummet below zero all the way down into portions of Nebraska, maybe northern Kansas, northern Missouri, and we'll likely see the cold continuing eastward across the heart of the Midwest with sub-zero readings in portions of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. The cold air will definitely abate from the region as we move on out into the weekend and early part of next week, but we are by no means done with the cold series of disturbances. Additional cold waves will come and go quickly across the eastern half of the United States all the way into March, most likely. We'll have our moments of warmer weather, but it's certainly not going to last very long. Snow will come and go with each of the waves of cooler air, but most of it this week is not likely to be very great, except for that which is occurring today in the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. We'll look for relatively quiet weather for a while. The big news, of course, in the western United States is the ongoing winter drought, and there will be no relief whatsoever from the plains westward to the Pacific coast over the next 7 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. May hard red winter wheat is 622. It's up one. July, 618, up a half. Soft May wheat, 570 and a half, unchanged. July, 577 and a quarter, up a quarter. March corn, 422, down 2. July, 435 and 3 quarters, down 2 and 3 quarters. December, 446, down 3. March soybeans, 1294 and a quarter, down 22 and a quarter. July, 1262 and a half, down 19 and a half. November, 1115, down 10. March soybean meal, 422.40, down $12.10. March soybean oil, 38.21, up 47. February live, well, there's no trade there over there on the livestock side just yet. We'll get those next hour. Let's go ahead to the phone lines and talk to Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete. Hello there, Pete. Hello, Pete.
Hello, Dave.
And there he is.
I could hear you the whole time.
Yeah, it's a very old board. This board is about 30-some years old.
Oh, about twice my age. No, I mean.
Yeah, about twice your age.
About half, no. Wouldn't even be half. I'm more than double.
Well, the market, though, red in corn, red in soybeans. What do traders see coming back today?
Just commercial selling in the beans, waiting for China to move sales if they can, alternate from here to South America, or just to cancel. But commercial selling there, and that's dragging everything down. A little wheat was up at one time. China buying wheat. They need wheat, but there's plenty of it in the world, but we're tight supplied here.
So commercials are pushing it a little bit, and I suppose if you needed a couple of fundamental reasons, one would be some rain in Argentina.
Oh, yeah. That's the big one there has been the weather in Argentina, especially southern Argentina. Brazil has a record crop. Northern Argentina is good, but southern Argentina, where they grow 20 to 30% of their beans, has been a little dry and a little warm, and more rain there will help that crop get bigger.
Yeah, and they're getting some rain there as well. Are we also seeing some spreading in the soybean pit proper today, too?
Well, it's in the other, the very short oil, record oil shorts, so they're, and long meal, so they're, and they're also long bean short oil, so they're unwinding those spreads, buying back the oil. Oil is up, whereas meal and beans are down.
So what do you think is the short-term versus the longer-term prospects for soybean futures? Does soybean futures have another possible rally higher before maybe it gets softer when the South America crop arrives proper in 2 or 3 weeks?
Well, look at what happened last week, and there's possibilities of that happen any week. We went from 1266 low to 1330 and a half high. How many cents is that? Almost 60 in 3 days. That was Monday's low to Thursday's high. That could happen again. That's not expected. We expect it to go the other way that much, truthfully, from changing South American sales from here to, by China, and that's the expectations. But weather last week moved it up 60 cents in 3 days. That could happen any week.
Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
That's Pete Manhart of Ace Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. March corn is 421 and a half, down 2 and a half. March soybeans are 1293, down 23 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.